quite sure where we were going to go this Sunday, which is why the scripture is not listed, but we're going to talk about mission, and as I said before, we're going to share some of the brief reflections that our youth group had. So I'll share with you a scripture from the closing chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, but first, let us pray. God of eternity, without beginning and without end, speak your word to us this day by the power of your Spirit, that hearing we may know your truth and live ever more faithfully for you. In Christ's name, amen. So it's what Taylor, the passage is from Matthew, is what Taylor's already alluded to with our children, and it's from chapter 28, the closing chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, beginning at verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The word of the Lord. Thanks be.
Last week, we drove 6 hours to a little town called Roncevert. We wondered exactly, you know, you don't know exactly how people pronounce the name of their town, but so Taylor and I kind of debated that, is it Ronceverti, is it a hard C, is it a soft C? Anyways, the way they pronounce it down there is Roncevert, but what we found out was that it was actually settled by a Frenchman, and it's a French word, Roncevert, right? But I don't think anybody calls it that down there. It's a town of about 1,200 people. The closest, largest town is Lewisburg, West Virginia. And a little further down is White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, which some of you golfers may know because that's where the Greenbrier Golf Course is, which is one of the stops for the PGA, which happened to be in town when we were there. And then actually the President of the United States made a stop. I don't think he came to see us, but he came to, but he was at, I think at Greenbrier, if I got that right. The town was sort of devastated a couple of years ago, that whole area, because of some flash floods, completely unexpected, and in a pattern, the floods were in a pattern that they had never seen before. It was the creeks and the rivers rose, I think, as much as 20 feet. 23 people were killed. Whole houses were destroyed and literally floated away down the river. I'm going to show you a few slides of some of the things that we did. I will comment briefly, and Taylor, you're welcome to comment briefly with me, unless I get outwitted by an inanimate object. Let's see. Go. So we're getting our morning brief by our, I'm just going to let this run and talk to you a little bit. But we had a couple of site coordinators. Our main three areas of work were tutoring children in the morning and reading to them in a special morning program where they would come from different communities and would be served lunch as well. The physical project that we had was to paint a community center. Can you all see, or do I need to turn some of the lights off? A third project was to work with a local animal shelter to help out with the care of the animals there. Am I missing something?
I think you pretty much covered it. Right, so we also worked, if we're going through all the different sites we went to, we also did about a half-day project where we shopped for some different snacks to make snack bags for families of people who were in hospice. So we did that for a half day. We made the snack bags. We actually went to the hospice facility. We might see that at some point. And we got a little tour of the hospice facility from a nurse, and our students got to learn what that was and their ministry there.
We're also there for the 4th of July parade. And you know, it was very small-town America. There were veterans there. There were folks making political statements. There were folks running for office. There was, of course, the Miss Fireworks. And I think the Miss West Virginia also made an appearance. They had at least 20, I'm exaggerating, but it seemed like it was endless, the volunteer fire departments that would come from all the different communities. And they had different kinds of floats. Of course, they had community organizations that marched. They had monster truck, pickup trucks. They had an interesting car that I think we'll see in a minute that kind of had a mailbox as part of its engine block. I'm not sure what that was about, but What was really fascinating for the kids was to see a community, not unlike the Strawberry Festival, where the entire community would gather together. It was the gathering spot. And pretty much, if you wanted to be in a parade, I think you just put in for it, and they gave you a number, and you were in the parade. There were churches represented. The Methodist Church, we were impressed with them because they went around and handed people water. They didn't hand anybody tracts about who they were, but that was the only band right there. The kids were surprised that there weren't any bands in the parade, but they did have a piper, and I think that was about it. So, you know, you had everything from monster trucks to, I'm not quite sure what that is, but they were having fun doing that. But what was particularly interested here is, you know, every evening we would have there's the mailbox, yeah. Every evening we would gather together, we would talk about our day, and we would talk about what the youth saw, what they heard, how they expressed what they thought. We also went to a cavern, so those are some of the shots from the cavern. Actually, one of the reasons we went to the cavern is that we stayed in the basement of the Presbyterian Church, the local Presbyterian Church. They had told us it's much cooler in the basement than it is outside. And so that was absolutely true. It was 90 degrees outside and only 80 degrees in the basement. But the kids were wonderful and resilient and cooperative and shared in community. My friends, it was hot. It was hot. The only thing a fan does in hot weather is just blow the hot air around. But the caverns had a steady temperature of 52 degrees. So we went into the cavern to cool off one afternoon. But you can see some of the activities that we did at the animal shelter, reading to the kids. We also went to a nursing home, sort of a living facility. And the kids were invited to go with an adult, in essence, room to room, and knock on the door and just chat with people, which they did. They absolutely did everything we challenged them to do, they did. And Taylor, you want to talk about your brief visit with one of the patients and what you found out about them?
Sure. So we split up with the students, and we each had a leader. So Pastor Francois, myself, and Wynn were our leaders. And so in my group, we had Yvonne and Zoe, and we stumbled upon a room where we had this really nice gentleman. His name was John. And it turned out that he actually, you know, we said we were from Philadelphia, and he is originally from Upper Darby, but he was all the way down in West Virginia, so that was really wonderful. He pulled out his Philly shirt for us, and it was such a meaningful experience, and the two students were so great talking with him, and he actually ended up feeling so moved about our mission trip. He gave us a $10 donation. It was so sweet, and so we really just enjoyed that and our whole time at the nursing home, and the kids really just got a lot out of it. So, and you'll hear some of that. In a few moments here, we'll be reading some quotes from our students, and they talked about just how meaningful it was for them. So,
we also fixed all of our meals ourselves. They were assigned different jobs to do, whether it was to cook, to prepare the salads, to clean up afterwards. So we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun creating what we were going to eat. Now, you know, we didn't do, you know, beef bourguignon or anything, but we had some fun, and I got to show you that was at the retirement home. That gentleman right there was a avid checker player, and the people at the home refused to play him because he always won. So a couple of our youth challenged him to a couple of games, and as you might guess, he won. But anyway. Mm-hmm. That's the boys' sleeping quarters there, and that's the girls' sleeping quarters. You'll notice that the boys' quarter was so much neater and cleaner than them. Just wanted to point that out. And that's the inside of the church. I think it was built in 1887. They've renovated all of the downstairs so that they could invite mission trips like us and mission groups to come and stay at the church. It was a wonderful facility and a very hospitable group. So, and that was just before we headed home. So we wanted to share with you. We asked. I think that's it, right. We asked the youth to share with us some thoughts on mission and on the work that we did together, and we'll share those with you, and then we'll move on with our service. The most meaningful part of the trip for me was definitely the kids at Energy Express. I really loved seeing how excited the kids were throughout the week. It was such, you know what, hey, let me back up. We told them they could have the day off today. They were tired. We would start the day. They would wake up at around 7:30, and by the time we were done with our devotions and stuff, it was usually around 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. So we kept them on the run. So that's why they're not here reading these themselves. Okay. Mm-hmm. The most meaningful part of the trip for me was definitely the kids at Energy Express. I really loved seeing how excited the kids were throughout the week. It was such a good feeling to be able to see how much just our presence at the school meant so much to the kids and how happy they were each day to see us.
Another student said, "Mission means to me helping someone out and doing something to help a community or even just a single life. Mission is something you could do by yourself and as a group. This week we read to children, painted a community center, and walked dogs. All of this was fun and helping someone or something out. This trip was filled with many laughs and filled with so much bonding between each other and with dogs or cats and some of the children or even site directors. This trip was so meaningful, but the most meaningful part of the trip was having a lot of great laughs with the people who are like my family and learning new things about this new place and new people."
The most meaningful part of the trip was connecting and having fun with the kids in the morning. By the end of the trip, I felt like I really formed sort of a bond with a lot of the kids.
"Mission for me is helping others when they need it, or maybe when they don't really need it, but it would be nice. Mission is learning at least a little bit about new people and spending time with them and forming deeper connections with the people you already know. Mission is taking a week out of your busy summer to learn and grow with your youth group. What was the most meaningful part for me? It was seeing the kids light up and be so open to all of us strangers. That was really meaningful. Like, I know kids in general are pretty open, but to see so many be so enthusiastic was great. They all got so attached and very easily, and it shows the innocence that they still have, despite some of the things that they may have gone through.
For me, mission is accomplishing different varieties of things to help people. Helping in a way where the other person feels happy and thankful, and making you feel like you just changed someone's day and just feel proud.
The most meaningful part was probably getting to read to the kids and help the ones who didn't really know how to. It felt great just knowing I left that place and that I helped some kid out to read. However, for a personal one, I'd say I really got to know each and every one of the students who came. It really helped me with my social skills, only because when you're in the same living space as everyone else and you're stuck with them for a whole week, it makes you talk to them, which I think is a great opportunity on my part. I'm surprised I actually was as social as I was, because I really didn't know anyone except Zoe and Yvonne that much. But I'm glad I got to know Maddie, Eva, and everyone else. It's really helped me out big time, and I accomplished more than I thought I would have.
And Taylor didn't want to read this part. And it's all a big thanks to Taylor, especially. If it wasn't for her, I don't know what I'd do. I'm glad I met her. Love her so much.
Another student said, the most meaningful part of the trip for me was Energy Express. Some of the other work we did was still worthwhile, but we were directly helping kids, and that is probably the most important thing we did. Some of the kids got attached to us, and the last day was difficult. I hope that they all can keep getting people to come in to read to them.
For me, it means to help people that need it and to make people smile. All around with the kids and the seniors, I think I made everyone happy. For the kids reading to them and teaching them and playing with them, and the seniors, just to visit. Some may not have family in the area and not get a ton of visitors. What was the most meaningful part of the trip for me? It was the bonding with everyone and just doing the mission work and getting along. I think it's a very important factor in mission work to get along with everyone, work together, and so on. So those were just some of their thoughts and their experiences as we worked together. When we started, we talked about what does mission mean for you? And I know that that's something that our elders and session have been talking about for a couple of years. How do we do mission? What does mission look like? And I would challenge all of you then to answer that question as well, to think about what it is that we do when we say we're doing mission. For the kids, it was a little bit of giving and also a lot of receiving. And I have found in my many years of doing mission work that oftentimes when you go on a mission trip, you wind up bringing back and receiving at least as much, if not often more, than what you actually gave. Thank you for your support of our youth. Thank you for your support of our youth as they go on mission trips, and blessings. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the opportunity to be your hands and your heart and your eyes and your ears, to share the joy and the grace and the love that we know we have received because of your love for us in Jesus Christ. Thank you for these young people who have taken a week out of their lives, as one said, their busy lives, to share a bit of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ in a different place, to experience what other people are like, what different cultures are like, the way they think, the way they see the world, and to bring that back with us, to make us a little more knowledgeable, a little more understanding, a little more loving. Gracious God, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who shows us the way in all mission work. In all these things, we give you thanks. In Christ's name, amen.